afternoon, good evening, or good night. My name is Tuula Tuhkanen, and I am the coordinator of this course towards Sustainable Development Goals, Nexus of Water, Food and Energy. This is a very old course, which has had several names since 2006. And little by little, it has changed, and 2019 we made a course, Nexus of Water, Food and Energy towards the Sustainable Development Goals. The first version was done during the summer school, August 2019, since that, during these 3 years, it has been repeated every year, but so much has happened, so we made a new version last August in Jyväskylä Summer School again, with these nice people from different countries, and with the help of the teachers from Jomogeni at the University of Agriculture and Technology. This aim of this course is to introduce students from different disciplines, from different universities, from different countries, to the area which covers safe and sustainable water supply, wastewater collection, treatment, reuse of the water, the valuable ingredients in it, nutrients, organic matter, in urban hydrological cycle, or then to use these resources as fertilizers and water in food production, meaning in agriculture in sustainable way. And all this needs energy, but also energy can be obtained from, for example, hydropower. So all these issues are very closely interlinked. And we will cover these very complex connection and interconnections and pressures and drivers in the area of the use of these resources, and the problems which are caused by the competition of the unfortunately very often very scarce supply of these resources. And the way of the working is comes from the human sciences, the way we think the risk, we assess the risk, there's a risk perception, and the way we want to learn is we want to communicate this issue, which is very often quite complex, and it means it goes to the area of the risk communication among different stakeholders. And this material comes from the environmental chemistry, environmental science, environmental health, and it's tries to give some kind of joint background for all the students, wherever you are studying. And also to help you to analyze systematically different stakeholders, to formulate your message, and considering which kind of tools and how you would like to pass your information, and all those possible risks and techniques which are related to this very complicated issue in order to navigate in the area of water, food and energy. So the tool is risk perception and communication. Okay, something about the history of this development of this, for example, let's start with the water, drinking water supply, sanitation supply. I started to study in the 70s, and then there was this decade of water. And during this decade, all these problems were supposed to be solved. And all people all over the world were supposed to get services in water, drinking water and sanitation. There were some good progress, particularly in the drinking water area, but unfortunately not. So the growth of the population compensated this access to drinking water and particularly sanitation. So the next phase was this Millennium Development Goals created by United Nations, where all these very important areas of human and environment were covered. And before 2015, all these nice services were supposed to be provided for all over the world. And for example, in the area of sustainable drinking water and sanitation, the access to the safe techniques were supposed to be available for half of the population of the world. And also other areas, and you can have a look here, the success rate, how well these areas were reaching these targets, and if the targets were obtained, reached, it indicates green color, but you can see that there were no progress or even perhaps the situation can be considered as red. For example, in the area of sanitation and in some sub-Saharan Africa, there wasn't so much progress as it was supposed to be. And since there were still quite a lot to be improved, another program started, Rio Plus 20, and Millennium Development Goals turned to Sustainable Development Goals. And instead of 8 goals, there are now 17 different goals with cover all the aspects of human and environment. And all of them are very, very important and cross-linked very closely. And it's very difficult to separate these, but in our course, we wanted to take this water and sanitation target number 6 and combine it with target number 2, zero hunger, food supply, and then this affordable and clean energy. These three are forming very, very close connection. For example, here you can see the situation in Kenya, where particularly this competition of the resources, for example, the raw waters, They are needed for domestic use, they are needed for the animals, they are needed for the agriculture, energy production, and all these are interlinked. And we are going to hear more about these issues during this course. And what is special in this version this year? We wanted to open this topic a little bit more because it's really interesting to see what is happening and what has been happening. And we could take one of those most important topic and target in our group, that what has been the situation and development recently. And I encourage you to open and study the statistics, the latest statistics, to follow the situation of the improvement of all in all this area. But I can also already say that, and you also can guess that. Particularly, this COVID-19 pandemic has caused a very severe flashback all over the world, particularly in the poorest countries. And the amount of the poverty has increased, access to health services has decreased. And besides of that, pandemic, which is not yet over even. So we have got a war in Europe and also in other parts of the world, like in Syria, the conflict is still there, and very many parts of the world, for example, in the Eastern Africa, in the African Horn, there are still going on. The conflicts has been going on for years and years, but it seems that at the moment there the situation has become worse. And for example, the flux of refugees coming from the Northern Africa over the Mediterranean towards Europe is increasing. And also this climate change, when we were talking about the possible climate change effect, we have got quite a lot of evidence that it might be really quicker than we expected. There has been many episode of droughts, for example, this summer in Middle Europe, the droughts was affecting, for example, agriculture very badly. And then there has been floods a couple of years ago, even in Germany. And at the very moment, there are very severe, long-lasting floods in Pakistan, Australia, and also the episodes seems to become more dramatical, more frequent, and whatever happens, it's the poorest one which are suffering most. In the latest situation, and under the pressure of war and conflict and migrations and increase of the prices and problems in the global energy markets. So this is going to be one of the topics we will come back and discuss in more detail. This is the introductory part of the course. module A, where there's a lot of material besides of my lecture of the topics of the like besides of sustainable development goals. There's also a material related to the planetary boundaries, so how much we still have resources and how much we can afford to change the balance in our planet. But also we start to go into the area of the method of working in the course, introduction of the risks, assessment of the risks, risk perception, and start to analyze the synergies and conflict between the different development goals and how we should analyze them, how we should communicate of them and express our opinions and have a scientific and civilized conversation with each other. And this is the graphical presentation of these interconnections of these three areas, but also indicating the cross-cutting problems what we have here, including these the recent pandemics and the conflicts and wars besides of climate change. Then about these different areas, water, food, and energy, and the persons behind this material. And I started my presentation. I give you two lectures regarding the urban hydrological cycle, drinking water and wastewater sanitation. And this picture is illustrative, very informative when it comes to the centralized water supply and water and wastewater collection and treatment. So we have this very expensive and unfortunately very old and fragile pipeline system for drinking and wastewater under the need of the surface of the soil, which needs constant renovation and improvement in order to add to work. And then my former student Elijah Nagumba, working nowadays in Jomo-Kenyatta University, we'll talk about these problems of micropollutants in urban hydrological cycle, meaning that giving the example of pharmaceuticals ending up to the wastewater streams and ending up into the environment. And one kind of causes this micropollutants, pharmaceuticals, antibiotics can cause. And something also about these methods to decrease the problems, also supported by the lecture coming from Pius Kairikokinoti, who is giving a short presentation of those latest alternative non-centralized, decentralized technologies for sanitation to provide these services also to the areas and those people who doesn't have access to safe sanitation yet. And when it comes to the health problems, our old expert, visiting professor Kina Ithon, gave lectures relating to the humanitarian and health situation when the worst come worse in Philippines, when the typhoons hit Philippines every year, how it affects to the communities and the health situation. And in addition to this kind of microbiological risks, Dr. Kirsi-Marit Lehto from Tampere University is giving a new extra short lecture about the health effects of climate change. And also Tom Hatfield, he continues to teach us and introduce the one aspect of the risks perception, the outrage factors which can be, you know, identified within our vaccines and in a communication. Module D is about the food and agriculture, and starting from the introductory lecture from Dr. Pauliina Salmi, who has been also one of those persons who have created the Moodle homepage from the very beginning. And then we have a new version of the presentation of Professor James Rauder from Jomo-Kenyatta University. And please be patient. His lecture is very informative and amusing. He has, and some other our lecturers have some problems to stay and sit down. And he might go a little bit around, but please don't bother if you have to watch his belly. It's very, very, the lectures are, new lectures are very interesting. And then we have also a Finnish speaker, doctor and project manager Sari Laurila, who has been involved in building of about 1,000 dry toilets in Africa, particularly in Zambia, Kenya, but also here in Finland. And she will talk about the sanitation and circular economy and sharing her experiences throughout the years in different places where they have introduced this innovative technologies for sanitation and turning the product as a nutrient and fertilizer for agricultural use. Module E is about energy and particularly about affordable and clean energy. And Dr. Jussi Maunuksela gives the background information about this renewable energy basic knowledge in order to us to understand and know the basics, basic technologies and conversion of energy and production of the energy, different kind of energy sources. Followed by Professor Kerisa Munala, who is telling experiences, particularly from the point of view of the developing countries, energy insecurity, and lack of access to the electricity in rural, but also in urban contexts. And since there is no electricity, there are alternative, not so suitable, sustainable energy sources, which, for example, cause indoor air pollution, and also the outdoor air pollution is coming from the energy production, in that case, traffic emissions. But anyway, this is covered by eminent Professor Kasanja from Kenya. And throughout, I hope that there is a discussion in discussion groups throughout course. But this final output outcome of your outcome of the course will be the fact sheet, what you can process throughout the little by little during this autumn. You should pick a favorite topic you are interested in. You would like to share the information, and you would like to get feedback and reflection from your peer students. We can't have seminar presentations. We are more than 100 students. We have more than 100 students in this course. About one third is coming from the University of Jyväskylä, one third from different universities in different parts of the Finland, and one third of the students are coming from the Jomo Kenyatta University of Agriculture and Technology. So we have to concentrate in this kind of short way of the communication and making this fact sheet. This example here is made by Kairiko, one of the teachers in this course in the previous year, and he chose as a poster format. This is very typical poster in scientific conference, and then his role is a scientist, and the target audience is the fellow researchers. But also you can choose two different angle. You can be authority, you can be business person, and your target group can be some general public or whatever you want to identify. And you are encouraged to use this kind of analyze of the stakeholders and possible risks and conflicts, and using the visual tools in order to increase the visibility of your message. And we have this kind of a Moodle tool, workshop tool, what made it possible that when you download your fact sheet in this workshop, you will get three other fact sheets for evaluation, and also three other persons are reading and giving feedback from your fact sheet. And this is the only definite deadline what is required. We wanted to do it in the beginning of December, and then we can have a couple of weeks the time to exchange the ideas and feedback and have a discussion. The other assignments and quizzes are very flexible. They will be open little by little, but I know that most of you are very busy in the middle of autumn, and you might have some more free time before Christmas. So those quizzes and other assignments will be open until the very end of the course. But of course, it's better that you study those materials before you end up to the fact sheet. And that was my introduction. And in the very end, I would like to emphasize that the second short video clip should be the presentation of or tutorial video of Pauliina Salmi, who is telling you how to navigate around this Moodle platform if you are not familiar with it. And I hope that there will be a lot of comments and questions in the discussion forum, and then there will be discussion forum in all those modules regarding to the very special topic at that time. But I really hope that you are going to enjoy this course during the end of the fall as much as we are joining, the teachers here are joining this course. Looking forward all this interaction taking place.